It's time to start the show and talk about the sports we saw. Inside jokes and takes from Danger and Battaglia. Bills and the Sabres and the Amherst. Who gave a microphone to these jerks? Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. With Danger and Battaglia.
I'd say it's a fairly historic day for Rochester sports fans as we learn that the Rochester Nighthawks have new ownership. They're not going anywhere, our lead story today. And we're joined now by President Jay Conrad Seneca of the Seneca Nation, the new owners of the Rochester Nighthawks. Sir, thank you so much for making time for us and joining us here in the sports bar.
Hey, Nellie Scannell, good afternoon. Great to be here.
Yeah, it's a fantastic day. Sun is out. President Seneca, how did this opportunity all come about? For starters here, this seemed to happen very quickly from the time that the Pegulas announced they would no longer own the team at the run the team at the end of June. And here we are with great news in August. Tell us how this all came about.
Well, you know, I think we never can determine what's going to happen in the future. Sometimes things unexpected happen. You know, the way I look at things, basically, the Creator provided this with this opportunity to us, and the Creator directs our steps, and so we have to look at it that way. And came upon this opportunity. We looked at it. We put it forward to our business council. They looked at it, vetted it, and got with Seneca Holdings in regards to moving forward with the process. Decided that it was something we wanted to do. Put that forward to our nation's council. Council looked at it and approved to move forward with the acquisition, and here we are today, new ownership of the Rochester Nighthawks, and we're just very excited and very grateful for the opportunity.
Well, we could sense your enthusiasm at the press conference this morning. I mean, you know, you got a lot of fans now riled up thinking championship, which is something we haven't been able to say in Rochester for some time. So what did you guys see? And I know that you have guys now like Dan Carey, who's going to be running things, but what did you see, the potential that you saw in this organization that said, yeah, this is a good fit for us. This is absolutely something we want to be involved in.
Well, the Nighthawks really have some great talent. They got some, certainly the reigning MVP of the league in Connor Fields. I think, coach-wise, we have high-level coaching and, ownership and management. And so I think the formula is there, and I have no doubt with us involved in it, we will bring a championship to Rochester.
Just how your community stepping up and helping our community here save this team. I thought you told an interesting story today, how you growing up in Buffalo saw the Braves go away. I mean, how yeah. from your experience, what does it do to a community when they lose a pro sports team?
Oh, it was really devastating. I remember, certainly in high school, playing basketball for Silver Creek High School, where just off our territory, where I grew up. And, we used to go to the Braves games all the time. We had the opportunity here and there to be able to play before a Buffalo Braves game when other teams would come into town. And just that experience and being able to be exposed to professional basketball, a professional sports team like that at the time, and then see it ripped apart and moved out of town, and we lost our team. I think back in that time, it was such a devastating loss, as a kid. And I could just imagine, when the talk was going on about the Nighthawks not going to be having a team and possibly moving them or whatever, you think about those things, and you think, if we have a chance to be able to do something for a community, like keeping a team in place, and to be able to build on it and to make it successful, that's what we should do. We have to help each other in this world. And I think it's a great fit for us in the game of lacrosse to bring what we have to the table, the Creator's game and the medicine game, and to be able to grow that on our Aboriginal territory in Rochester. You just can't write it any better than that.
President Jay Conrad Seneca of the Seneca Nation, our guest in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia, the new owners of the Rochester Nighthawks, joining us here on the Fan. President, I know that we've talked a lot about the product on the field and what we want, a championship, and we want to see this team win and be successful. But we also know that this is a business, and it's a tough business. Right. It's a business that the previous owners didn't really, I think they viewed it more as a donation than a business. And I want to just kind of get your take on how much of an investment this is and what might be different in terms of the game day experience and how you guys see this as not just a winning product on the field, but also a winning product on the bottom line, that this is going to be a successful business, knowing that we will see, you know, the Nighthawks here in Rochester for years and years and years to come.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, I've been in business personally myself for almost 40 years now. And, yeah, you know, business, you have your ups and downs. You have your challenges. But we always rise and meet the challenge and find a way to succeed. And so, yeah, you know, I think, you know, what the previous owners did or didn't do, we want to turn that around and make the right decisions and take the right steps in regards to making sure that we're mindful of our investment and we move forward on a path that has a lot of patience. My dad always taught me to be patient, take our small steps to get to where we need to be. And if we can do that, I believe that we can have a great bottom line, we can be successful, and we can get to the point we need to be. And that's our goal, of course, is winning a championship.
President Jay Conrad, Seneca Nation, the proud new owners of the Rochester Nighthawks, our guest. I would imagine there were a lot of moving pieces when it comes to a transaction like this, and one of those being, hey, you've got to get a deal done with the venue operator. Tell us how that went. How long is the deal with VenueWorks, if I may ask?
Well, you know, right now, Seneca Holdings was the main negotiator for us in that, and you know, I'm not exactly sure what the term of the length of that is, but I know that they worked out a deal to be able to keep us there for a little bit. And so you know, we, you know, I think you know, we got a good a deal through Seneca Holdings and their negotiations that they put together.
One of the first things I thought of when we learned that it was going to be Seneca Nation taking ownership of the Nighthawks, I'm like, well, that's a great platform as well for all of the other Seneca properties that we're all familiar with that are in our region that have kind of, you know, added to the development of our region as well. You know, I don't want to be greedy. You guys just bought the Nighthawks, but can we expect more? Can we expect more from the Seneca Nation, you know, closer to home here in Rochester? I had a great time Saturday night at the casino in Niagara Falls watching Toto and Christopher Cross. Man, that would be a lot of fun to have in downtown Rochester.
Yeah, you know, I think that's something that we need to have discussion with leadership in Rochester, the city council, and building relationships and a foundation to be able to provide those types of things there within the region. And so, you know, we're open to that. But, of course, you know, I think establishing a footprint here in Rochester with the Nighthawks and developing that relationship, I think, you know, we want to be involved with the community. We want to be involved with the schools in the area. We want to be involved with youth. We want to be able to grow this opportunity into something that it can be. And, you know, all those things that you mentioned, those are possibilities, and certainly we are open to that, and we're ready and willing to move forward and work with the community and the city of Rochester. So we look forward to that.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen other administrations here, President, you know, in the city of Rochester not be easy to work with, but that's in the past. Mm-hmm. Malik Evans was there today. How would you characterize the talks and his role, his office, in getting this deal done?
You know, he's just a stand-up guy. You know, he's an awesome person. He and I, our first meeting that we had, we really hit it off and connected and really had some good conversations. And so I look forward to meeting more with him and getting to know him better and just, you know, seeing what the possibilities are and work together and building this opportunity to where it could be.
You talked about the importance of this sport to Seneca Nation. Can you go a little bit deeper on that and the roots of lacrosse and why it matters so much?
You know, you know, a lot of times, you know, lacrosse these days, especially at the professional and other levels, A lot of people, of course, get compensated for their talent and their play, as you know, for what they do, and that's great. But I think, you know, certainly growing up and being involved in lacrosse myself, I was fortunate to be able to play and then also be an owner of a senior B team with a friend of mine that we had called Native Sons. We were able to win our Can-Am division, and we went into the President's Cup on a couple of occasions and competed at a high level there. And so seeing that and being involved with that, and the players themselves and what they play for, we play for the Creator. The Creator gifted us this game, and we have to always remember that in our mind. Although there's monetary rewards for those types of things, but the center of it and the foundation of lacrosse is that we're playing for the benefit of the Creator, and that's the way our players do it, and that's what certainly you know, I believe in. And we want to bring that energy and that belief to the city of Rochester and the region.
We did have another First Nation owner years ago, Kurt Stiers, who still is in the league. Yeah. He's up in Halifax. And what is your relationship with Kurt these days? And did he give you any advice about coming into you know, into this business?
No, Kurt's a good friend. He's been an old friend of mine for many years. And, you know, I haven't really talked to him about this thing because I really couldn't talk about it. So, but I look forward to having a conversation with him at some point down the road. You know, he's a great guy, and, you know, he's done really well in the NLL. And certainly, you know, with his Thunderbirds, they're very competitive this past season. And, you know, I really look forward to talking with him and learning a little more on how things work in the National Lacrosse League.
So, now listen, friendly conversation, but not too friendly. Now, that's a rival, and there's a rivalry down the thruway in Buffalo as well. So we want to, you know, we want to be friendly, but we also want to win. We want that championship that you're promising us, and we can't be more excited about the news of the day today. President Jay Conrad Seneca of the Seneca Nation joining us here in the Sports Bar.
Yeah, I mean, last one for me. You got a lot of work ahead. Let's assume that a CBA gets done, and you know, where do you begin? I mean, gosh, today was the first time I've heard somebody in months say, "Hey, season tickets are now on sale."
Yeah, no, that's great. You know, and we want the community support. We need it, and we want them to fill that stadium and that arena up. And so, you know, it's about ticket sales. It's about marketing. It's about putting a great product on the field. It's all aspects of a business that, you know, you got a product, you want to market it, sell it, and people to buy in on it. And I think, you know, the synergy is there. And I just really look forward to it. Had a brief conversation today about next steps. And so, you know, we're all excited today, a lot of this announcement. And then basically rolling up the sleeves now. You know, it's day one. And we start working today on it, and we start moving this forward and putting that package together on what we're going to present for the community out there in Rochester to be able to buy in on.
Well, President, don't let us hold you back. Get your sleeves rolled up. Get to work. Let's get a championship here at Blue Cross Arena for the Nighthawks. This news today, I think, delighted a lot of Rochester sports fans, and we couldn't be more excited about the partnership and your investment into the Rochester Nighthawks and into the community of Rochester. President Jay Conrad Seneca of the Seneca Nation, it's been a pleasure having you on with us, sir.
Thank you, and I really enjoyed today interacting with the fans that showed up there today. They're very passionate. And, you know, they're so thankful, and, you know, we're thankful as well to be able to be a part of that community and to grow this team to back to championship form, and we're going to do it.
Yeah, well, I don't want to wish time away because I love summer and fall, but, boy, opening night is going to be fantastic. President Seneca, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it. There he is, the new owner of the Rochester Nighthawks, the Seneca Nation, President Jay Conrad Seneca, joining us in the Sports Bar.
There's one thing. There's a question you asked him. I'm like, oh, talking about, all right, if you sit down with city leaders and city council, and this, it was an idea that was shunned in our town some 10 years ago.
Casino?
Well, what's changed? As I'm, for our YouTube viewers, I'm holding up my phone, okay? That, like, the idea that, all right, like, I got the counter argument years ago. But that counter-argument really doesn't kind of hold water right now when we have legalized wagering in New York State, as we should. So why wouldn't you want an entertainment complex in downtown Rochester?
I was there, as I was saying to him. I was in Niagara Falls on Saturday night, and Seneca Niagara was hosting an outdoor concert with with Men at Work, Christopher Cross, and Toto.
Dude, I'm jealous. That sounds like fun.
Went to the show, and you know, all I could think to myself as I was at the show was like, wow, this would be a lot of fun if I didn't have to drive an hour and a half to go to this show. It would have been great to have downtown Rochester. I could imagine, because you have space downtown, that you could do, we've seen a stage go up Parcel 5. We know that there's a way that it could get done. There's a way that all of this could get done, and you could see further development in downtown Rochester. I get your point about legalized sports wagering being on your phone, and it's accessible to everybody now. And what would a casino mean for downtown? What would it, you know, I've been to casinos that are downtown that don't really present very well, Cleveland. I also know that if it is done right, and I thought Saturday night was done right. I had a great time. Now, I was not gambling on Saturday night, so I was probably not the target that they were looking for, because I'm sure they want people, as they're going in and out of the concert outside, to swing through the casino and set at a table for a little bit. I didn't do any of that because I had my daughters with me. But that would be, can you imagine every Saturday night having national level artists downtown Rochester performing on a stage next to a casino or next to an event center that's run by Seneca Nation? I don't have a problem with that. I think it'd be a lot of fun to just add life to our downtown.
Well, at minimum, you have somebody making an investment to keep a sports team here, and it adds to the quality of life. And I understand some people love the Bills, and I'm never going to go to a lacrosse. I would just say try it at some point. Right.
Oh, by the way, I know there are people that aren't listening to our show that couldn't care less about the Bills, about sports, about gambling, about a casino.
Yeah.
Those people are out there too. And I would listen to those objections. I would completely listen to those objections. But my first thing would be like, do you like downtown the way it is right now? Do you think it could be better? Do you think we could do better? Do you think we should expect a little bit more?
The people that say, well, I'm not into sports, and they don't, well, that's the same thing of like, oh, well, I don't like this genre of music. Like, stop. You have to recognize that there is an audience.
That's right. Well, it sounds like, from the words of President J. Conrad Seneca, who just joined us here in the sports bar, that he and city leaders have hit it off, and maybe this is a step towards something bigger down the road. But for now, like I said, I don't want to be greedy, but for now, this is great news. And you've got an owner invested in our community, an owner invested in this team, and an owner that's saying all the right things. We want a championship for the Rochester Nighthawks. I'm looking forward to it. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Again, don't wish time away. It'll be a fun winter.
Michael F. Florio does fantasy football at NFL Network. F. joins us next. We'll have a fantasy football conversation as we get into peak draft season in redraft leagues. That's Michael F. Florio, NFL Network, next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.